Arnold Schwarzenegger has held his first full news conference as the governor-elect of California. During the campaign, the candidate seldom met with the full press corps for questions, but yesterday he faced roughly 150 reporters. NPR's John McChesney reports that the governor-elect continued the conciliatory tone that marked his victory speech.
Even the reporters seemed somewhat subdued in this half-hour event. There weren't as many loudly shouted questions, and no one pressed Schwarzenegger himself about earlier allegations of sexual misconduct. When he came to the podium, three or four of his supporters gave him a tiny burst of applause. The reporters, of course, didn't join in, and the former actor cracked, "Please don't get too excited with your applause." Asked whether he would continue to make movies while he was governor, Schwarzenegger said he would devote all of his time to the job of running the state.
"There will be no time for movies or anything else."
Schwarzenegger said he would put his various businesses into a blind trust. Prompted by a reporter, he offered some personal insight into life with his four children.
"My daughter brought me coffee this morning to my bed, and she woke me up and whispered in my ear and says, 'Mr. Governor, your coffee is ready.' My son did say, 'I hope you lose so we have our daddy back,' because he thinks I'm going to move now to Sacramento, and I'm not going to come back again for months and months and months and like that."
Schwarzenegger said he wasn't sure whether he would live in Sacramento rather than his home in Los Angeles. The governor-elect offered few details about how he would go about solving the state's severe budget crisis. He did say that he had talked with President George Bush, who offered to do what he could to help California.
"I'm the governor of California, and therefore I have to work with President Bush and to make sure that the federal government participates the way they ought to in order to help this state. If it is with energy problems, if it is with water problems, if it is with getting more money for the state, all of those issues, there's many, many things that we can do together, and therefore I'm looking forward to working with President Bush."
From the beginning, Schwarzenegger has said that one of the first things he would do is hire an independent audit agency to open up the state's books and find out what's going on. Until then, he said, it's not even clear just how big the operating deficit really is. During the campaign, he said repeatedly that on his first day in office, he would roll back the tripling of the state's car tax. But when asked how he would do that, reporters got their first glimpse of the potential conflict between the new governor and Democratic Senate leader John Burton.
"There's a debate over it. Can it be done the first day or not? My legal advisors say yes, and of course Senator Burton today said, no, there is an obstacle there. But I say we have a difference of opinion there. I say we can't do it."
Schwarzenegger acknowledged that repeal of the car tax would add $4 billion to the deficit. He said that he would work to repeal a measure signed by Gray Davis that would give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. During the campaign, Schwarzenegger charged that the bill was just a ploy by Gray Davis to get Latino votes. Instead, he said he would unveil legislation that would help undocumented immigrants become legal citizens.
"I believe in inclusion. When it comes to foreign workers, to undocumented immigrants, I will make sure that we're going to work in that direction."
Following Schwarzenegger's appearance, campaign spokesman Sean Walsh was asked if the governor-elect was going to respond to some of the allegations concerning sexual misconduct raised during the campaign. Walsh said that he thought most of the allegations had been laid to rest, but they were going to do due diligence, his words, on others, and would address the issue later. John McChesney, NPR News, Los Angeles.